Hello.
Hi, Ray. How are you? Still working?
No, I'm home now.
Okay.
Ugliest day known to man.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine. I think that's the worst, when you have to work in the rain and when it's misty like that all day.
We were working inside, but it's just, I mean, starting in the morning, it was probably like 40 degrees, light rain, fog, ugly. The sun never showed its face for 2 seconds today.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're going to town on that keypad.
I am. Someone was chatting me a message, my manager. I know. It's like I need to cut down my nails because I think they're too long. So a couple of things. Did you get in touch with that company? I think you had an appointment with them on Monday, right?
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment that kind of disrupted that, but I did talk to them.
Uh-huh.
I talked about the things they're going to do. They were sending me out some new paperwork. They had started working on the Google thing, but had not proceeded. They said that they had sent me an email a couple weeks back that I didn't respond to, and it went to my junk. It went to my junk file, so I never saw it.
Okay.
So the program that they have is a little bit more costly than what you guys have going.
Okay.
So I think that I would like to talk about having you guys resolve the Google issue.
Do the Google? Okay.
You could give me an outline of what it's going to cost, what it's going to fix and take care of and all that, when it's going to start, and let me...
Okay, so if we do, this is what I was suggesting, so just to kind of explain to you how those components work, right? The Google Guaranteed is something completely separate. That's where you can target anywhere as well, and they're going to be calls, they're called leads, right, that come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share them with anyone, and then you pay per lead on those. But that's not until you get approved, right, with your application process, okay? So now I know when we talked, and I'm just going to your account.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we had talked, the areas, like, for one, we need to fix that profile page on Google because it shows you as closed. So we need to fix that to show you as open, right? And then,
yeah, it's literally been almost 2 months since I started working with them, and that they asked me for information that I sent back to them. I think that they actually have undergone a new ownership, like a different person took over.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they might be, you know, trying to catch up. But I'm not going to keep paying them.
Well, no, I mean, it shouldn't take this long.
That's not moving forward.
Okay, so the address here that shows 3739 Panhandle Road, is that like your home address, or was that a previous address where you were at?
It was my previous home office address. Now it is the same road, but the address is correct.
Okay. Now, typically, you do target 60 miles, right?
Yes.
Typically. Okay. So this is what I would recommend doing. I would recommend this, okay? If you go with a local-only package, okay, it's going to be cheaper for you, first of all. The local-only package, there's a couple of options for you, right? And this is just, I'm just saying, just until the meantime, until you get approved your application, and then from there, drop this one and keep the Google guaranteed, if that makes sense, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're not spending more money, right? So if we do the local only package, we're going to fix that Google profile page. We're going to update your address, but that's like a home address, right? Like a home office?
Well, it is, but I run my business from my home. I have a barn at my house.
It's not like you have people coming to your address, right? It's not a storefront.
Yeah, I don't have like a showroom or anything like that.
So you typically wouldn't like the address to show, am I right? I know Google doesn't want the home address showing. If it's not storefront.
I just like it to say Delaware, Ohio.
That's all it will say, because we hide the address, just so you know, Okay. But we will definitely update it in our, on our end, and we're going to make sure that that address is hidden. Okay. So if you go with a local only package, all right, it's going to, we're going to be able to correct that, get you PIN verified, get that all corrected, get you listed for your keywords, and then we'll also do the directory submission, which means we list you on other directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just to name a few. We'll also make sure that that website of yours is attached where your business is listed, on your profile page on Google and also in the directories. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to help. Go ahead.
And as part of your, as part of the stuff that you guys do, I'm going to appear on the first page of Google.
Yes. In the local map. Correct. Correct. Because we're going to be managing it. Okay. So with the local map, just so you know, what that does cover is it covers just your zip code. Okay, and it's going to target 20 miles around your zip code. The Google Guaranteed is where you're going to cover everywhere. But I think even for right now, starting with the local, just so we can fix all of that, and then once your Google Guaranteed kicks in, then you can drop the local. Your profile page will always still be there. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll be fine. It just eventually will fall off the first page, but you got Google Guaranteed going at that time, so it's really not... You know what I mean? Or you can still continue to keep the local only. It's up to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But with the local only and with the directory submission, we'll do also the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then also get you found on the mobile devices as well, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay? So that package, now typically I'll tell you it does run $249 a month, but because you've done the Google Guaranteed program and we just really need to get this fixed, then I'm able to get it for you at the $149, which is a reduced rate for you.
$149 is the total monthly cost for what we're
talking
about.
Total monthly cost, yeah, for the local only. Uh-huh. Yep.
It covers fixing the Google and all that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In fact, you're going to have to receive a new PIN code in the mail from Google, okay? And it'll look like a postcard, so this way we can get that all fixed up for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, the only other option would be, like, going with the Platinum package, but then we're talking Facebook ads and all that. I don't know if – do you even have a Facebook page set up?
Well, I don't. I don't, but I wouldn't mind having one.
Okay. So – if you wanted to go with the Platinum package, okay, the Platinum package includes everything that's included in the local only, except we're also going to build you a business Facebook page and we'll run Facebook ads. Those Facebook ads could target 50 miles. Okay.
What about Instagram and all that?
That's the one thing we don't do is Instagram, Facebook. We are a channel partner to Facebook. That we are. But not Instagram. But with Facebook, what's cool about the Facebook ads is that when someone's doing a search, right, they're within your area and they're looking at Facebook, you know, they're on Facebook doing a search there, looking at pictures or stories, they'll see your ad pop up. And it pops up on their desktop and on their mobile device. So you can make it unique where we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. All they do is click on that ad, and we could either have them call you directly from clicking on the ad, or they can go directly to your website. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That package, I can actually get it discounted for you at $249 a month, month to month. So those would be the two options. Either just go with the local only at $149, or you can go with the one that has the Facebook ads included, and that would be at $249.
So it's $100 more for the Facebook thing.
Yes, because what we do is we allocate $100 of that to the Facebook ads. Typically, that package runs $599 a month. But again, because you already have signed up with our Google Guaranteed is how I'm able to get it discounted for you at that rate of $249.
So this is like December, January, February are like our coldest months, and
Uh-huh.
Like, very little roofing stuff goes on other than repairs and that type of stuff.
So then that's why I said you could always go, here's what we can do. You can go with the local only. We're going to still mm-hmm. build you the business Facebook page. We just won't run Facebook ads. Okay? So it's still saving you some money. You're looking at $149, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just won't have Facebook
ads. We're only talking about 3 months. I mean,
yeah.
If you think it's going to be beneficial to run the Facebook ads, even when it's not roofing season, I'm good with that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You're just doing the repairs right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the Facebook ads, just to kind of give you a general idea, right, the Facebook ads, we can get those up and running within 7 to 14 days. That's how quick we can get those up, okay?
Okay.
With a directory submission, it takes 5 to 7 days, okay, to get those up and running. And then the Facebook page, that'll be created within 5 to 7 days, but the ads will be live within 7 to 14. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have to receive another PIN code in the mail from Google, more than likely, and you're actually going to get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days, the PIN code, okay? That's what's going to make you that red dot in your new location, but only
mm-hmm.
showing not your physical address, right?
Right.
Now, with the first page placement, with us, you know, updating it, getting the changes done, fixing it, it can take for you to be on that first page within 30 to 45 days. We, however, like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes, Ray, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? So in the mm-hmm. meantime, everything else is getting processed, right, and completed. Once your Google Guaranteed kicks in, like I said, if you want to drop the rest, you can do that and just keep the Google Guaranteed. Okay. In the meantime, we get all this other stuff going to at least generate some type of phone calls coming to you so you can get some of those, you know, potential clients, right? That are due,
right.
You know, that are definitely performing that search. So that's
mm-hmm.
what we can do. It all depends on you, what package you feel most comfortable with. And you do have a personal Facebook page, right? At the very least.
I do.
Okay. Perfect. Cause we'll need your personal Facebook page. Because how the Facebook page is created for the business is through your personal Facebook, and it's so that you have access to it, but no one sees your personal Facebook page. It's just how they're created. All businesses, no matter who it is, even when my aunt created hers, she had to open up a Facebook page. Even on Instagram, when she tried to do it, she had to have an Instagram page, a personal one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it depends on which one you feel most comfortable with.
Well, I definitely like to get as much exposure as possible. and I know
everybody
and their little brother is on Facebook. I'm on there, but I don't really post a lot of stuff. You know, I just kind of look and monitor what's going on. And
I hear you. And that's why I think this one would be a really good option for you. And it's at $249. I'm not recommending, and I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest, I'm not recommending the one with the Google ads because it's a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And because when you compare the Google ads, okay, the Google ads, those allow you if you wanted to target by zip code, by county, right? But they're on a rotation. The Google ads across all industries, okay, the conversion rate, you're looking at about, I would say, it's about a 4% conversion rate across all industries. When you compare those to Facebook ads are a 9% conversion rate. It's almost doubled.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you're going to get more bang for your buck with going
mm-hmm.
with the one that would have the Facebook ads as opposed to the Google ads, and they're a lot more expensive, I'll tell you. You're looking at like $449 a month with a package that includes the Google ads. So it's more expensive, but I think what's more beneficial for you is either going with, like I said, the Platinum package, and at the very least would be the local only.
Mm-hmm. So doing the local only will still get me the Facebook stuff, correct?
It just won't have the Facebook ads, but will still create you the business Facebook page. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's start with that and go for a month or so and then check it out.
Okay. Let me do this. So we're going to add the local only package at the $149 a month, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so let's see here. So my manager is handling on his end. He's just going to be adding the local only package. So today, are we going to, did you want us to charge the same card, the one that's on file for the $149? Okay.
Yes, so you guys will contact me each time that you want to hit my card, right?
I will call you typically. So let me tell you how this works, okay? So with the local only SEO, that is an automatic recurring payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So meaning every sixth of the month, it charges $149, right? Every sixth of the month, it'll automatically charge it. So what I can do to help you, so this way you don't forget, because I know you get super busy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Typically, if you're going to cancel on the local only with those packages, all we ask, Ray, is that you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? That's all they ask. Just call 3 business days before, so that way it can be canceled. There's not a cancellation fee or anything like that, okay? So, with that being said, I could either call you like a week ahead and say, hey, Ray, are you good to have to make sure that it charges? Or do you want that canceled? I can do that as a favor to you. You know what I mean? I don't typically
That would be amazing.
But I would love, because you and I think we have a pretty good rapport, you know? And
right.
I would at least, I know you get super busy, so I'm willing to go the extra mile for
well,
you.
Well, the thing with me is that my business, I do everything.
I know.
I do all my paperwork. I do the work. I run the guys. I get the material. And
I know.
So as you, although I write a big line of notes every night for the following day, it gets crazy. You don't even get 2 hours into the day and everything is sideways.
I know. I know. You poor thing. That's crazy.
That's right. I'm only a year or two more and I'm finito.
Yeah. Are you leaving it to anybody or you're just like done?
nope, just done. I have, you know, like my guy that does all my roofing, I'll probably, you know, see how, whatever he's ready to do and move on with that. And,
right.
But I do other stuff. I build houses start to finish.
I know we were talking about that. That's awesome.
And I'll probably be talking to you more about the remodeling stuff. I'm gonna hit it hard for one more year.
Okay. You're like, I'm going to hit it hard and give it all I got, right?
Yep. So I had a bad doctor's report a couple years ago. And
oh, no.
Yep. So I'm doing great, but I have something that's incurable and not known when it's going to come back. And I've worked my ass off, and I'm in a good spot. And
yeah.
Now it's time to play.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. My husband, I don't know if I told you, he had kidney and colon cancer. This was in 2019. They removed the one kidney. Thank God that it was 2 different cancers. I mean, that's what the doctor said. We don't want cancer at all, but we hope that it's not one, because then that tells us it's metastasized, right? What ended up happening was they removed the one kidney and then the colon cancer, that was the one that was more invasive. Okay. And so give me 1 second. I'm just making sure he notated that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what ended up happening was he had to go through chemo, which was a very, very aggressive chemo. He was supposed to do 12 and he only did 11 because the last one, the doctor said, this last one's going to kill you. So I'm not even going to do it. He basically told my husband, I'm going to take you to the edge of that cliff and I'm going to, I'm going to have, I'm going to, I'm going to get you to the edge of that cliff the way he explained it, where you're going to have one foot over that cliff, and then I'm going to bring you right back. And he did, but he said, I'm going to get you better, but do know that this could damage your other kidney. And sure enough, so that's why my husband's on dialysis. So he cannot get on the, he's on the list for, yes, he's on the list for a transplant. His brother wants to give him one. However, they won't discuss it with him now. He was disqualified. He's still on the list. He's not losing his spot, but he's not on it until he's 5 years in remission, and that'll be in April of 2025. So that was a big letdown for him. He was super upset about it. And he said, you know what, Nadine? He's like, and I go, he goes, just when I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I said, there is, you know, and you just got to believe that, Anthony. And he's like, you know what? Unless you've been through cancer, you have no idea. No one knows what I've gone through. And no one's going to know what I've gone through. What was that?
Circles happen every day.
Yeah. And that's what I told him. And, you know, we recently took fall photos. We haven't taken pictures in a long time. And I showed him the pictures from when he was first doing chemo to the pictures now. And I said, tell me that that's not a miracle. And he's like, wow, what a difference. I'm all, big difference, buddy. Don't you dare tell me that that's not a miracle. You know,
yeah.
You're crazy. Yeah. So let me do this right now, because I know we sent you your first receipt. It probably got buried in everything else. So the first receipt, I'm resending it to you. Are you on your email or your text messages, right?
I'm on my phone. You can go ahead and
send
it.
Okay. I just sent it to you. And if you can open it up when you get it. It'll say, Dear Raymond M. Jones, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, haven't got it yet.
Okay, it should be coming through any minute. Might take a couple of minutes. Now, I know we got to work on your application. Do you have it there? Do you have time to work on it today?
I'm actually out in my barn right now.
Okay.
I think I just got your...
Okay.
Nope.
The reason... It should be coming. Awesome. Okay. Do you see where it says, the one that I sent you, it says, Dear Raymond M. Jones, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your email is located. Okay. So do you see where it says, please click here?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to click on that. And then what it's going to do, it's going to open up this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay, this was your receipt. So if you look right where it's asking you to sign above that, there's a little box that says next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So you're going to click in that little box because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Yeah.
And then on your box where you're going to type in your name, just put, oh, it put you as Ray. It should say Raymond. Let me fix that. Why does it say that? Hold on. Let me go back. What, on your card, did it say Ray M? Or was it Raymond? I thought it was Raymond.
Raymond M.
Okay, Raymond M. That's what I thought. That's so weird. I have it on the other screen here. Okay, let me fix it. You can go ahead and get out of that. I'm going to resend it to you so that it's corrected.
Okay.
I'm all, something looks weird here. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me just update it here and then I'll resend it. Let me go back here. So your daughter's learning how to drive right now? How exciting.
she's been driving since she was 13, but she just started. So... Today was her first in-car driving thing with the driving school.
No way.
Yeah, so she has Tuesday and Thursday this week, Tuesday and Thursday next week. And
no way.
Where we live is kind of right on a kind of, it's not a highway. It's a two lane on each side, 45 miles per hour.
Oh my gosh.
It is a highway, but and that's where I dropped her off this morning at 7:45.
Uh-huh.
So at 9:45, I'm going back to pick her up. And halfway between the freeway that I got off of and where I'm going to pick her up, coming out of a Speedway gas station,
there was
an accident.
Oh, man.
And there was a Corvette that was literally in four pieces. Four pieces on a 45-mile-an-hour road.
Oh, wow.
Four pieces, and I'm not exaggerating. I took a bunch of pictures as I drove by. And when I got to pick her up, I showed her the pictures. I'm like, look at this. This is what can happen when you're careless.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's horrible.
I mean, that guy had to be going 100.
For sure.
I got your new email.
Okay, so you'll just go back to the click here. And then again, it'll open up the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you click on the little box to certify it's your name on the card. Bottom, you'll type in your name as it reads, no period after the M, just Raymond M. Jones. And then you'll do confirm signature. So when you do that, it should open up a page asking you to enter a username and a password.
Confirm signature. Got it.
Okay. So the username and password, so they're going to be creating you a username and password. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is where you go in to track your results with us. Okay, you can see the phone calls you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, the keywords that you're listed for, so you're going to be able to track all of that. Okay? Now, and then what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to now process the payment for the local only, $149. Okay? So come January 6th, I'm going to look at the calendar real quick, only because January 6th, give me one second here. Let me go to my calendar. So January 6th is on a Friday. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to call you that Tuesday. Just as a reminder. Hey, Ray, your payment's going to be coming out on the 6th. We're good to go on that, or are you going to cancel the local only? Okay. Typically they do ask that for the local only, at least give it the fair 2 months so they can get everything fixed, updated, and all that. After that, I mean, if you want to quit at any time, you can. Okay? But I'm going to do the courtesy of putting it on my calendar to call you that Tuesday on the 3rd. Okay?
Okay.
Only because...
As long as this is working, I'm not going anywhere.
Right. I know. But I still want to give you that common courtesy. I'm like I said, I'm willing to go the extra mile with you. Okay.
Okay.
And then now the next couple of things we want to do. Today is Tuesday. I don't know why I keep thinking today's Wednesday. I'm like, is today Wednesday or what's going on? So today is Tuesday. Okay. So what we are going to do is, let me see here. That went there. Created, scheduled. Okay, perfect. So as I'm looking here, let's see. Okay. The application, right? I know you're in the barn right now. The application, have you even taken a look at it at all?
To be honest, no.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. The most important documents that we're going to need for the application, okay, is going to be the business license, okay? We need the certificate of liability form. Okay, it's called the accord. The accord is what it's called. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what we'll need so that we can upload it with your application. Okay? And then your EIN number. That it's the number that's usually on your taxes, right? And then you'll input. So on that application, just so you know, it'll ask you to input your Social Security number because they got to run the background check. You know what I mean? I know you got nothing to worry about. but I just like to let you know, like, what are the most important pieces on that. On the application, when it asks on there, please list the number of employees, not including yourself, okay? You're going to put zero.
Because if you put one, all of my help is subcontract.
Okay, good. Only because I'll just tell you, someone, I had to explain that to them and they went and put one and then it was like kicking it back like, okay, they need the information of the other person to run the background check on. Like, no,
they
you're supposed to put
themselves.
Zero. Yes, they were counting themselves. So I always like to explain that. So what I want to do, I want to schedule two appointments for you. Okay. So the one appointment that I want to schedule is for the first one that I want to schedule is going to be for your, let me see here. It's going to be for the application. So Ivan will be actually reaching out to you and then he'll say, okay, Ray, so looking over your application, yada, yada. We got all these documents. Okay. We're going to need these five reviews. So he'll get that set up for you. It's going to be a tiny URL that's going to be sent to you. And you just, all you got to do, Ray, is just get five reviews. That's it. Send it to, like, five people. Anybody that, okay. that you've done work for, whatever. Okay?
And
just five different people.
To the other company.
What was that?
I sent 60 reviews to the other company.
You did? Yeah. See, with this, I'll tell you, it's just real quick. All they got to do is click on that link and bam, leave the review. We just need five reviews on Google. Okay. And then, so when are you, I can actually go through with you with the application and help you fill it out. If you don't have time today, when are you going to have time? I could tell you this, it'll probably literally take us like maybe 15 minutes, if at the most, to do the application.
Yeah. If we, tomorrow morning, your time.
Okay. So if you need me to call you earlier, I can call you earlier, Ray. It does not matter.
What time do you start? 9 or 8?
I start at 7 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Which,
so
yeah.
9 a.m. your time, which is 12 my time.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to call you then tomorrow at 9 o'clock my time, which is going to be 12 your time. We are going to get that application done, okay?
Yep.
So, looking at your schedule, I want to schedule your client interview with Ivan. Do you want it for Thursday? Do you want it for Friday? So this way we make sure that application's done. What day?
Thursday.
Okay. What time? Any time? 12:30. Okay.
9:30 your time.
9:30 my time. Okay. Awesome. So I'm going to put you down with Ivan for 9:30. My time, 12:30 your time. Okay?
Yep.
So I'll send you out the email on that. So tomorrow, I'm going to call you at 12 o'clock your time. We're going to finish up that application, get it done, and then you're set. And then this way, when you talk with Ivan at 12:30 tomorrow, or Thursday, excuse me, he'll just go over everything else with you, and you're done. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Super excited for
Beautiful.
You. I'm glad we were able to get through this. All
You're
right.
A really good friend of mine and his wife. They're in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Uh-huh.
He is actually a valuable metals person, and he does investing and IRAs and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And his wife is a real estate agent.
Wow.
And I was talking to them about dealing with you guys and your program and the Google Guaranteed, and they are both very interested in talking to you.
Nice. Well, yeah, give them my number. You have my number. Just give them my number so this way, so when you send referrals.
When it comes in, it comes up as a local number for here.
Really? Let me text it to you again. I'm going to text it to you right now while we're on the phone.
If I give you their number. And you send them a message tonight. They're both, I just hung up with them right before you called.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. What's their number?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
And so their name is Joe and Jessica Babcock.
Okay.
So Joe's number is 561-541-5400. 1056.
Okay.
Babcock.
Okay.
Babcock. B-A-B-C-O-C-K.
Got it. And they're in West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
His wife's number is 954.
Uh-huh.
Wow, my. Hold on.
Okay.
Nine five four 215-5553.
954-215-415. Oh, 415-5553. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
954-415-5553.
Got
it. So just send them both a text message and make arrangements to talk tomorrow.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you enjoy the...
I will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks, Ray. Okay. Bye-bye. Siri, call Amy.
Hello?
Hello, what are you doing?
Going to my friend's house to work. What are you doing?
You're going to work what?
I'm going to work a second job. What do you mean going to my second job?
Shut up, what are you doing?
I have a friend who sells handmade soaps and candles and a bunch of really cool organic stuff, and she needs help boxing it all up, and she pays me $20 an hour.
Well, she gets your money, girl.
I am.
I was going to tell you, are you making breads anytime soon?
I can. I can make breads whenever you want.
Oh, well, what are some of your good breads?
All my breads are good, girl. All
trying to lose weight. No, just
kidding. Yeah.
Okay, how much are your breasts, honey?
The breasts are $12 each.
Okay.
I make zucchini bread, blueberry, streusel bread. I can do the zucchini with or without nuts, and it has pineapple in it, so it's very moist.
Ooh.
I have a pumpkin spice bread that has the cinnamon spice on the top, so it's got a crunch.
Right.
I have the cinnamon swirl bread. I have the blueberry streusel bread. I have the standard banana or banana nut bread. Those are pretty much the breads. And then I also make these custom cookies that are peanut butter cookies with Hershey Kisses in the center.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me talk to Anthony tonight because I want to get some bread for you and pick it up this weekend now.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to go to my dad's. I'm kind
no.
of bad. Well, it's supposed to rain, Amy.
When?
Saturday.
No.
Yes. Yeah, I've been watching the weather. Are you there?
Yeah.
Don't get upset. We're going to pray about it. We're going to pray about it. But quick question. This guy, I finally, you know how you told me get your guy at a local SEO and then he can cancel when he's done?
Yeah.
So I'm doing a separate CI for him, but it's like, but it's all going to be combined in one, right? Or does he need to have, like, he's conducting two different ones?
He does two different CIs.
So he has to do that second one too?
Yeah, so I do the CI for the local program first, and then 2 days later I send him the Google Guarantee CI.
Oh, shit. So, because he wants to do the Google Guarantee and get it over with on Thursday.
Then set his CIs the same day.
Oh, yeah, maybe I could do that, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to help him do it. I'm going to help him finish that application tomorrow. I had to get him signed up with the LSA only, with the local only, remember, because they said, because of that stupid question.
Yeah.
So this is the guy.
Yeah, and so,
to me tomorrow. In the meantime, I am going to schedule Homeboy's thing for Thursday still. And then Caesar can let me know how he wants to address the local SEO appointment.
Yeah. I told Caesar that he's, like, me and Caesar were talking, and he was, like, oh, he's coming out for the party. Because Chris told me he's going to come out for the party, and he's like, Amy, if I come out for the party and I use my voice, I have nowhere to stay. Can I stay with you? And I go, yeah, you can stay with us, sure.
Shut up. Yeah. Who cares?
I'm just a person. You know me. Like, I'm just not like that. You mean, like, fuck it. If you want to come out then, you know?
Right. No, I hear you. You know what I mean? Hey,
yeah.
Are we having to add Ivan to these Google Guarantee things? No, right?
No, you add the Google Guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know. Sometimes I see shit looks different, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Right?
You're so helpful for me. I thank you. Thank God I got this guy at 149.
Okay.
And he told me, I got two other people. One's a real estate agent, another one's something, and I was telling them about your guys' programs, and they really want to hear more. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like that guy that you gave over to me, dude, that was, like, rad. He, like, totally changed my... thing.
You know what, Amy, I'm going to tell you something. It was funny how the guys were like, 100, that's how you do it. What the fuck? That's how we all do it. What do you mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I took it as like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? How many times have we done that and other ones don't make the shout out like you did? You know what I mean?
And none of them make the shout out. None of them say, hey, thanks for fucking doing what's right.
Yo, thanks, Amy, for saving my account. I appreciate it. They don't say shit. You know what I mean?
Still to this day, not one single thank you, not nothing, dude. I mean, you fuck, motherfuckers. Yeah, you take your bus to the date to bus.
They don't want to. They don't want to. Why would they?
You know what I mean?
Why would they thank you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
why should they thank you? That's their attitude. It's like, miss me with all that. You know what I mean? But it's okay. That's what, like, because when Desiree was sending that guy over, I'm like, oh, hell no. This guy just said Amy right now. And that's when I told you, get on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
get on.
He's like, are you available right now? And I'm like, yeah. Like, why? Dude, like, what? Oh, you want me to take Desiree's shitty fucking car? Like,
is that what you were thinking? You're in. You're so dumb.
I'm like, she must have a serious Spanish coming. Like, this next fucking Spaniard is ready to fucking fuck up now. You know what I mean?